out, everybody.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Lights Out. I am joined once again by my producer, Ian from Mile Higher is here to help me out with this episode. Very fitting episode for Ian.
Yeah,
as well.
I mean, I think if you've seen my appearances on the Sesh or just random statements throughout my many podcast appearances, you'd know I have a history with the kinds of things we're talking about.
Oh yeah. Well, not as extreme.
Not that kind of history. Yeah.
You aren't the bowel movement bandit. You're not the mad pooper.
No, I pooped mad though.
Yeah. There you go. So maybe you can relate to some of these guys, but this is a different kind of horror show today. This is takes on a whole other meaning when it comes to disgusting people. These are people who took their disgusting habits to whole other levels, to where they became disgusting crimes.
Yep, disgusting criminals.
Which is, some of these will absolutely shock you or disgust you. So I hope you're not eating your lunch while listening to this, or maybe you're watching this in the bathroom.
That
might be
happen.
More fitting place, actually.
Yeah, actually go to the bathroom if you're not in the bathroom.
Definitely.
We were just talking about how hungry we were and how much we're looking forward to lunch.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know if I will be after this. I might lose my appetite from this, but this is on a whole other level, so get ready. Our first story starts in 2012 and went on until 2015 in the city of Akron, Ohio. And it would become a very unlikely backdrop for one of the strangest crime sprees in modern history. Because no, this guy wasn't a master thief, he wasn't an arsonist, or even a vandal with a signature tag, but he did have a signature M.O.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, Akron was terrorized by a man the media eventually called the Bowel Movement Bandit. Because in the Castle Homes neighborhood of Kenmore, an unidentified man carried out a series of disturbing and confusing acts. Because when the sun went down, he would sneak onto private property and defecate on or even inside parked cars.
That's the most impressive part to me, is getting the poop inside the vehicle.
Isn't it? The fact that he... pooping on a car is one thing.
Anyone can poop on a car.
But to go the extra mile and look for a car with a sunroof open or something to then get the poop inside is a whole other situation.
Yeah.
We're talking 19 incidents total. 19 times,
dude.
He did this.
Have you even pooped outside 19 times?
No.
Yeah, no. No way.
He got over that fear real quick.
Easy, easy.
Because the first reports came in May 2012 when residents woke up expecting a normal morning, you know, heading to work, heading to drop the kids off at school. Instead, they found something they could not believe. Human feces smeared on their windshields and door handles, dripping from their car hoods. Imagine walking out in the morning.
That's also like the consistency of poop to drip.
Yeah, to run down.
What is my guy eating, bro?
Yeah. In some cases, they got the surprise when they opened their car door. And there on their center console is a nice pile of poop. Unbelievable. Because if your car sunroof was left open, this bandit would climb up and relieve himself inside. He'd use it as like his own personal porta potty. Unbelievable. And if the doors were unlocked, he'd leave his mark on the seats, the dashboard, or wherever the hell he wanted to. What a horrible way to start your day, though.
I know, dude. I mean, I've woken up and got in my car and it smelled bad before. You know, you turn on the AC, like, ugh, what the fuck is that?
But that morning sun heating up your car,
just
there's a pile of steaming shit.
Cooking poop, man.
Just, I don't know how, if I would cry or I would become enraged.
I'd call my mom, probably.
Yeah. Mom.
Oh my fucking God.
You're not going to believe this. Or call out to work. Because, like, I'm not
driving. I'd
call
you and be like, bro,
if it's on your dashboard, your steering wheel.
Just FaceTime you guys. You see what's going on with me?
You're not going to believe this. But what's crazy is that there were times where it covered almost the whole car. So he also would smear it.
It's just, I don't want to touch poop.
Car wash anyone? So he's smearing poop. And that was it. that's all he did. He didn't steal anything. He wasn't going through and stealing all of your electronics. He wasn't stealing the junk in your back seat. No, it was, he just wanted to poop. That's it.
He just wanted to poop.
And as the incidents piled up, so did the anxiety. Neighbors began double checking their locks. They're like, oh shit, this guy's on the loose. Some even installed cameras, others parked in garages wherever possible. But the attacks continued, sporadic and unpredictable. This is a new type of terror.
It is.
To unleash
it's
on your...
It's straight up terror.
Literally. I mean, I think I'd rather have a broken window.
For sure. You just get a new window.
But shit all over your car, especially the inside? That's just fucking mean. The local media struggled to report on the story without sounding insane. Some residents trying to deal with how strange it was started calling this mysterious person Public Enemy Number Two.
Which is a fantastic nickname.
There you go. For the victims, this just wasn't disgusting. It was a real invasion going on. I mean, my God. One of those victims was Jacob Karam, who was targeted multiple times by the bandit. So let's take a look at what Jacob said he saw when he woke up and realized that he'd been chosen.
And to most, multiple times. Count Jacob among them. He's been hit six times.
He did it on the hood
six
every
times?
Time. And then the one time, he took it and he smeared it all over the hood, the windshield, the mirrors, the window, the door handles, and the gas tank cover.
So far, none of the victims have recognized the man in the picture. Dusty didn't. Her car was hit twice. She thought she was the only one until this afternoon when she saw this on Facebook.
And I was like, that's it. That's the guy. It has to be. I was like, because it's right here in the same vicinity.
Police have tried to find a common thread that connects the victims, but they don't believe there is one.
The chances that he would have a problem with everybody in this same geographical locations would be very unusual.
He just fucking hates everyone.
Health issue or someone that's just sick.
He looks good, man. He looks good.
Holy shit, man.
He kind of looks like, there's this comedian named Jack Bensinger. He kind of looked like him a little bit.
Maybe he's like a wannabe comedian. He's like, this will be a great way to launch my career.
People are going to laugh.
Unbelievable. Hit that guy six times, though.
Well, I like that guy's fit also. It was really the affliction shirt or whatever.
All over his poor yellow car.
Dude, it's like, I would not, I wouldn't drive again.
No, I think I have to get rid of my car.
Yeah, it's new car.
Because, like, are you really ever going to be able to get all of that out of there?
If it's all over every fucking inch, like, no.
Dude, it's just crazy. I mean, over the next 3 years, the pattern became impossible to ignore because there were seven separate incidents in total. We're talking three Toyota Celicas, two Chevrolet Cavaliers, and a 91 Camaro, as well as a Mitsubishi Galant that got hit. Not once, but twice. So he kept this going on for years, which is crazy.
He's just, I mean, it became a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's like, for what? Just to be a menace, I guess.
The love of the game, bro.
The bandit didn't care what car you drove. Could be an import, could be a domestic, could be an old model daily driver. It didn't matter. If it was parked in that neighborhood, it could be a target. But then it escalated because it wasn't just cars anymore. Residents began waking up to find children's toys deliberately left out in front yards and deliberately soiled.
Yeah, see, that's too far, bro. That's too far.
Oh my God, now we're really crossing the line.
You're shitting on a Barbie?
Dude, like a little kid's tricycle?
That's fucked up.
Plastic slides, dude. If there's a plastic slide out, he was shitting on it.
And then probably sliding in it?
Those little like cars that kids drive, they weren't safe either because he was shitting all over it. He didn't care, obviously.
No.
He just had to keep doing this. And obviously the real paranoia started to set in because this wasn't just random vandalism downtown. This was happening inside a tight-knit neighborhood. They're like, which one of our neighbors? I can't imagine what their next door looked like. What the hell's going on? Just picture after picture. Oh my God. So they had to, you know, start figuring this guy's got to be living nearby.
Right.
Like there's just no way. So, and neighbors are becoming suspicious of each other too. You know, they're looking at each other different. Those casual waves through the neighborhood are turning into suspicious glares and people are talking over fence lines. You know, is it one person? Is it a group of people?
The poop bandits.
The poop bandits? Like, what's going on here? Some residents became convinced this was retaliation, with neighbors secretly getting back at each other at night. That's one way to do it, I guess. Others thought it was just one culprit, a lone person acting quietly among them. And then at one of the crime scenes, police reportedly found a Hot Topic membership card.
Which that's kind of on brand.
I would say a Hot Topic card or a Spencer's card. Like,
for sure. Next door to each other.
Easily one of those two stores. And on the card, it had the name Richie.
Hot Topic Richie.
So now the neighborhood knew it's fucking Richie. They now had a face to connect to the chaos. So let's look at that news report once they found out. But they weren't, again, sure if Richie was for sure the guy.
In the Castle Homes neighborhood, there was a game going on. Jump off. A game Rob Brunson never knew he was part of.
As people play the blame game, you know, they think it's someone getting back. But now we've realized that no one really knows who this person is.
Who was defecating on car hoods and mirrors? And in his case, his kids' front yard toys.
And my mother-in-law came out.
Zoom in.
And it was on there. So we had to get it sanitized.
Most would clean up, but then not show up to file police reports.
So once we looked into it, we go back to about May of 2012. We find 19 reported incidents.
Akron police mapped those 19.
And I live right there.
But a huge number of incidents, including Rob's, went unreported.
They got to stop showing the slide like that.
At a minimum, he's done this.
At least 100.
This resident who asked not to be identified counts 20 incidents on his block alone.
So this community, known for Neighborhood Watch, keep your eyes open, up their game a little bit. Even folks taking to their front door and installing cameras. And wouldn't you know, just this week, they got him.
You said, I'm going to catch this guy.
Yeah.
And overnight last night, you got him.
I took 2,000 photos that night.
Dude, look how he looks at the camera.
He's looking straight at that motherfucker.
Pants down to the ankles and it's going to defecate on the car.
What's your message to this guy?
He needs help. That's my message to him. We got a sick puppy out there.
We got a sick puppy out there. So because they finally all started installing cameras, they got a facial shot of this guy. And so now the cops at least have a face to go off of.
Right. No, his expression is rock so hard.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I literally would just like walk to the front of a car and like bend over and squat. Yeah.
I remember once in college, like, you know, we were in New York, people, we'd pee on the street pretty often when we were out. But there was this one time we were walking with this girl who just, in the middle of conversation, squatted through her dress and just
pooped.
Just pooped.
Wow.
And then we just kept walking.
Wow. Hey, I guess nature calls.
It takes all kinds. It takes all kinds. By 2015, the numbers were staggering. At least 19 parked cars had been defaced, defecased, I don't know. And that's just the confirmed reports, like they were saying. Lieutenant Rick Edwards of the Akron Police Department believed the actual number was likely much higher, with many cases too embarrassing, disgusting, or exhausting for victims to report.
Which I totally sympathize with
for
that.
For sure, dude.
Like, you're really going to take time out of your busy schedule to go, like, do a police report for this?
I got to call the cops and be like, yeah, the guy shit on my car again.
So, it sounds like it was a lot more cases.
Yeah.
Most people just didn't report it because they're like, they just thought it was probably an isolated incident or just were like, I'm too busy for this.
Honey, grab the hose.
God, yeah.
Fuck.
Get the power washer out. Like, took the car wash on the way to work today.
That would be fun, though. That would be fun.
Yeah, watch it all come off.
Huh,
it was brown soapy water.
So for 3 years, the bandit operated in the shadows until someone decided they'd had enough. One father, whose daughter's car had been targeted 7 times, decided to take action. He set up a hidden camera, aimed it at the car, and, you know, it was rather simple. The camera took a photo every 12 seconds all night. By morning, it would rack up nearly 2,000 images. Night after night, there was nothing. And then, there he was. Captured mid-act, squatting over the hood, pants down, completely exposed under the cover of darkness. In one frame, the man even appears to be staring directly at the camera. This father, like we saw, chose to stay anonymous, worried about retaliation from the man he had exposed. But the photo itself was shared publicly. On March 11, 2015, the Akron Beacon Journal released the photograph and asked the community for help identifying the suspect. The man appeared to be in his mid-40s, which surprised me.
Right. Yeah.
He's a full grown ass man.
This is like a dad, possibly. Yeah, just a regular guy. Regular dude, you know. 40s?
40s.
Doing this shit? Like,
relax.
Something's wrong.
Like, this is either a teenager or the oldest man of all time.
Right.
You know.
Who's got an actual medical issue or something.
Oh, fuck. I got to poop.
Yeah. Nope.
But despite the publicity, nobody came forward. No arrest was ever made. And strangely, after that image was published, the activity stopped.
Oh, man. He's like, I've been caught.
I've been had. Just like that, no more cars, no more sunroofs, no more late night violations. It seemed like just being seen, even without being identified, was enough to stop the spree. To this day, the bowel movement bandit has never been identified. There were no charges, no confession, just that one blurry photo and a neighborhood that we'll never forget. It remains one of Akron's most bizarre and disgusting unsolved mysteries. But Akron wasn't the only place with a case like this. 2017, hundreds of miles away in our neighborhood, I mean, not our neighborhood, but our backyard, Colorado Springs, another neighborhood faced a similar problem. This woman became known as the Mad Pooper.
Oh, man.
For 7 weeks in a row, a woman in running clothes jogged through the Pine Creek neighborhood and stopped the same lawn every week, repeating the same disturbing routine. You know, it's almost worse to just pick one family, one
targeting
house.
Someone with this
instead of like if you're doing everyone's getting hit, everyone
yeah, sporadically choosing where you do it is one thing, but to target one person week after week after week,
that's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Catherine Budd, the homeowner, said the woman relieved herself on her front lawn over and over, sometimes even in broad daylight. One day Kathy caught her in the act. And this is what Kathy had to say. She said, so I come outside and I'm like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry. That's all you got to say?
Yeah. What? In front of kids too?
My bad.
No.
So Kathy assumed it was just a mortifying accident. Surely the woman, you know, would come back with a bag, clean it up, and never return.
Maybe she just gets the shits on runs.
I know.
It happens.
I honestly, when I was running, when I was living with my dad, I was on his treadmill in the basement. Halfway through a run, I would have to pause to shit every time.
It gets everything moving, man.
You're all jostled up.
Weird how it ends up being the same place every time.
Yeah, that's the mistake. Mm. That's the issue there. But she never came back to clean it up. Instead, she came back to poop, and she did it again. And again, and again, even changing up her routine when she realized she was being watched. At one point, Kathy put up a sign on her wall that said, please, I'm begging you, please stop. Stop.
Please. Oh, my God.
This sign, of course, was ignored. Security cameras eventually captured her image and Colorado Springs police released the photos to the public. Lieutenant Howard Black, a 35-year-old veteran of the department, said he'd never encountered anything like it. Despite the attention, the woman was never publicly identified.
How does that happen?
It's the perfect crime.
Oh my God. Yeah, seriously.
And much like Akron, once the photos were released, the incidents appeared to stop. No arrests, no explanation, no motive.
Oh, fuck.
It was just another strange case of someone who, for reasons no one fully understands, decided to leave their mark in a disturbing way.
Yeah, what the hell? Why?
Why?
I guess we just don't understand why people do the things that they do.
The psychology of the Mad Pooper.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like she had something out for this woman.
But it seems like they were strangers.
But they had no,
They had no idea who
she had no idea who this person was. And even after getting the image, there's no idea.
Nothing.
That's crazy though. To get away with these. Pooping in front of kids though, like publicly, like,
that's disturbing. You're a sexual predator.
Yeah,
that's awful.
Never caught, man.
If you think Akron and Colorado were isolated incidents, think again, because once you start looking into it, you realize something unsettling. There are a ridiculous number of poop crimes and crimes involving poop. Way too many to count. In Norway, starting in 2005, a golf course groundskeeper named Kenneth Tenfjord claimed someone had been desecrating the greens for over a decade. Not once, not twice, but repeatedly. Inside the actual golf holes.
Oh, dude.
Which he's that
That's
he's
cruel.
Aiming.
Yeah,
yeah, that you gotta like scoop that out.
Yeah. You're replacing the golf hole after that.
100% as new hole time. According to Ten Fjord, the mystery culprit seemed to have a routine, even favorite hole.
Oh. Ugh.
He was convinced the offender was a man, reportedly saying the deposits were too massive to be for a woman. But I disagree.
Yeah,
I,
let's be real here.
Ladies be shitting, bro.
There's equality when it comes to pooping.
There is. There is, absolutely. For more than 10 years, someone was quietly turning a peaceful golf course into their personal restroom.
The fuck, dude?
But, you know, this is all the way.
At least it's, you know, not around people.
Right.
You know, it's on a golf course. I mean, I could see why you want to take, I mean, take a poop on a golf course.
Golf courses are nice. They're manicured.
Yeah.
Very green.
Soft grass, you know.
Easy to wipe.
Yeah. Yeah. You just
do the poop scoot.
Yeah. Do the poop scoot. Yeah. There you go.
But, you know, this is all the way out in fucking Norway. Then there's Ohio again.
Yeah. For some reason, a lot of poop crimes in Ohio.
Most normal crime in Ohio
yeah,
style.
Yeah. Right. In 2022, 77-year-old Richard Steinle was arrested after allegedly mailing more than 30 letters packed with feces to Congressman Jim Jordan and all 25 Republican state senators in Ohio.
See, that,
that's one way to
that's
get
kind
your,
of beast mode. That's
yeah. Yeah. It's one way to make a splash, right? Steinle wasn't just an anonymous drifter. He was a former Portage County Common Pleas Court mediator and a Vietnam War veteran who became politically active after returning home.
Bro, thank you for your service.
Yeah, there we go. Beginning in 2021, he started sending the letters. A U.S. postal inspector eventually watched him, following him from his home to the post office and even recording a video of him dropping off some of the packages while wearing a glove.
Yeah, he's fucking holding it like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's
stink lines coming out of it.
Opening the little thing, dropping it in. In court in March 2024, Steinle said he acted out of blind anger and frustration over the state of the country. He called his actions vile and repulsive, pleaded guilty to mailing injurious, non-mailable articles, and was sentenced to 2 years probation along with a $9,500 fine.
No, bro.
Which, maybe that was worth it for him. But even that isn't the strangest high-profile case in recent memory. In 2018, staff at Holmdel High School in New Jersey noticed something disturbing. Human feces appearing on the football field and track every single day.
Dude.
A school resource officer and staff members began early morning surveillance, and before 6 a.m. on a crisp morning, they finally got their suspect. And no, it wasn't a student. It wasn't a trespasser. It was 42-year-old superintendent from a neighboring school district, Mr. Thomas Tramaglini.
Which is, you know.
How about that?
I'm noticing a pattern with people in their 40s being
yeah.
very interested.
Midlife crisis much? Like
couldn't afford a Jeep.
God. Nah, he's like, you know, they're our rivals, so.
Exactly.
I have to do
this. He's doing this before homecoming.
Yeah. God. He was caught on camera defecating on school grounds. And the media called the case the super pooper mm-hmm. or the pooper intendant.
That one's great. Pooper intendant is
That's
great.
Iconic, honestly. Pooper intendant. He was charged, granted paid leave, and later resigned after a 20-year career in education. He pleaded guilty and was fined $500. So we're seeing also a pattern here of very light punishment.
Very light
for
punishment.
Poop crimes.
You know, I guess if you're not being, like, it's still a crime. I don't want poop around
yeah.
me or anywhere. But if you're not being caught in the act, you know, like the woman in front of the children, it's not so bad.
Seems like it's just kind of a little slap on the wrist and pay the fine to help us clean it up and
mm-hmm.
go on your way. But Mr. Tramaglini sued police.
Holy shit.
In 2019 for releasing his mugshot, claiming it violated civil rights protections for low-level offenders. And a judge later dismissed the case. But man, is that a way to go out for retirement? I wonder if he was just kind of like ready to wrap it up and
he's like,
fuck it. I want to, he must've had something against this neighboring school district.
For sure.
To go and do that, like any rational, logical thinking person.
He was like, they scored higher on the SATs.
Yeah. Fuck that school district.
Fuck them.
But to get caught on camera is a whole other thing. Well, New Jersey isn't done. Because in North Bergen, Five police officers accused their chief, Robert Farley, of a series of disturbing and bizarre behaviors. The allegations including throwing objects at officers, mailing sex toys to their homes, tampering with office coffee, and repeated acts of public indecency, such as allegedly defecating on the office floor and smearing excrement on desks.
This is the chief of police, bro.
What the fuck, dude? What is wrong with you? The township claimed the accusations were retaliation tied to internal disputes over overtime.
Bro, just
He's
pay
like,
them.
Just fucking pay me, dude. Yeah, yeah. It's just, God.
Come on.
Damn. The officers argued it was harassment following a civil rights complaint, and the legal fallout remains murky. But according to the latest reports, Mr. Farley is still serving as police chief, believe it or not.
I mean, respect. Respect to the man. This is just his leadership strategy.
Yeah. I mean, if he feels like he should be paid for overtime hours, then fucking pay the guy. Like, what?
The fact he's pooping.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's them getting, it's the everyone else. He's refusing to pay the overtime.
Oh, maybe yeah, it's the opposite. It could be that. Yeah.
And he's just showing them like, yeah, you want to get paid?
But to keep your job?
Again, beast mode.
That's crazy. How did he pull that off? I mean, at work too? They're like, we love you so much though. Like, we understand.
Dude, it's okay.
He's like, it was a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He brings up his trauma.
But no, this guy's like doing all kinds of shit too. Smelling sex toys.
Yeah,
to
like,
people.
Keep it with the poop.
I like to think this guy's a total like goof, you know, like a total clown. Yeah. And this is just kind of what he does. Like, he's a jokester, you know?
He's a prank guy.
He's a prank guy. He's got to be to do all that and keep your job. Makes no sense. But why are there so many cases like this, too? Why is this such a, like, popular thing? I didn't even realize it was. Like,
I wonder
people do this.
If there's some Freudian connection with the poop and the, you know, I feel
it's
like
gotta it's got to be something.
Yeah, like some deep-seated switch gets like, turned in you.
It's that, like, primal monkey brain. Resurfacing. Yeah. Monkeys throw poop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, kids throw poop.
All the time.
Kids like playing and smearing poop. So, or it's like they're accessing their inner child or something.
It could be, yeah. It,
something like that.
Be
something
innocent.
Beautiful and innocent
yeah.
like that.
Aw.
Well, that's enough of the poop crimes because now we're turning our attention towards fart crimes.
Uh-huh. A little more refined.
Yeah. Yeah. Not quite as bad.
No.
At least there's no cleanup.
Sometimes.
Usually, depending.
Yesterday, there was a little bit of cleanup. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, God. I haven't had that happen in a long time. I'm lucky.
It was bad. I was just taking Alice's cage down to my car in the new
oh,
building.
Shit.
And
literally.
Oh, shit. Walk back in.
Go open that box of underwear again.
I trust me, I did. That's exactly what I did.
God.
So, yeah, if you thought we were finished with bodily function crimes, not quite yet. In 2019, 28-year-old Stuart Cook of Scotland was involved in a vehicle accident. When officers arrived on the scene, they reportedly noticed the smell of marijuana coming from his car. A search turned up a small amount of cannabis. This resulted in Stuart being arrested. According to police, once in handcuffs, Cook began shouting and acting aggressively. He was transported to the station on Kitty Brewster.
What a nice name.
Yes. And subjected to a strip search. And that's when things somehow escalated. During the search, Cook allegedly turned towards one officer and farted. Not once, not twice, but three separate times.
Damn, dude.
Did you eat? What'd you eat?
You think those just came out naturally or is he pushing those out?
I think there's some push involved.
I think
there's
he's pushing
push
it
involved.
Too.
Because, like, when I get in bed at the end of a long day, there's going to be three successive farts. But that's because I'm finally comfortable.
Right. You're like, all right, I'll just let it all out.
Done.
Boop. Boop.
Yeah. It hits the brown.
It's got a
note.
little melody to it.
Fossa latte do.
Yeah.
But after each poop, he reportedly turned to the cops and said, how do you like that? How do you like that? Yes, that is in the official record.
Damn.
Which is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Again, beast mode. A lot of these guys, beast mode.
No shame, dude. They're just like, fuck it. I'm already interested, so.
Then in May 2023, another case surfaced, this time involving what one man described as his neighbor from hell. 48-year-old Edward Riley had allegedly spent months tormenting his neighbor, Simon Joynson. This harassment included shining flashlights through windows, blocking doorways, making violent threats, and repeatedly farting and burping loudly through the wall between their homes. Which, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, seriously. Is that harassment?
I don't know. It's just the guy's at home. If he's farting and burping in his house and you hear it, my bad. Some of the noises were so disruptive that they would wake Simon up in the middle of the night.
That's fucking loud, dude.
That is a loud fart and burp. At one point, Riley allegedly threatened to burn the house down. Another time, he told Simon, I'll put your head through the floor.
Damn.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Can't be doing
this. He's escalating things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two had lived next to each other for nearly 2 years. Simon later said, I can't keep living like this. It's all too much, and my mental health is in the bin, which it would
be. I don't blame him, man.
Yeah, you're living next to a terrorist.
Yeah, so. Seriously.
Riley wasn't new to the justice system. He had 19 prior offenses, many involving breaches of restraining orders against his ex-partner.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He ultimately admitted to harassment and was sentenced to 24 weeks in jail with 12 months suspended. He was also ordered to complete 15 days of rehabilitation activities and to pay Simon roughly £130 in compensation, which that's not much.
No,
that's
no.
That's just not much.
No.
It sounds absurd on the surface. But if you look past the shock value, you see something darker. Harassment that used even the most childish biological functions as weapons.
Yeah.
Proof that sometimes it's not the scale of the act that makes it criminal. It's the intent behind it.
Very true.
Absolutely.
Which this leads us to one of the strangest fart-related cases in recent history, and it didn't involve a prank, harassment, or even assault. It involved demons.
Fucking demons, bro.
Flatulent demons. In 2013, a 34-year-old Romanian lawyer named Madeline Ciculescu filed a lawsuit against Orthodox Bishop Constantin Argatu and four priests. And what was his claim? They failed to rid his home of what he called flatulent demons.
I mean, if I've got the flatulent demons up in my crib and fucking no one, yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, because according to Madeline, his house was filled with invisible entities that produced unbearable odors, so bad that he had to leave his own home. He couldn't figure out what it was, and so he was desperate for help, so that's why he sought out the church for help. Bishop Argatu sent four priests to perform an exorcism.
It's serious. It gets fucking
It must
serious,
have been
bro.
Really bad.
Must be.
That you're going to the paranormal realm.
But I bet this help. Guy just fucking forgot some potatoes in the back of his pantry.
Yeah, there's probably some like rotting food, some more like dead rat or something.
Exactly. He's just like, oh my God, the demons won't stop.
But no, he's
farting.
Like, they're around. Maybe he like smelled it in like different spots and it seemed like it moved or followed
it
him.
It followed him whenever he fucking, you know, made a noise out of his butt.
Or he's just involuntarily farting all the time.
And he doesn't even
he thinks
realize
it's
it.
Demons.
Yeah.
So Bishop Argatu sends in these priests. They perform this exorcism. They bless the home. But according to Madeline, the smells continued. And that's when he took it to court, which I didn't know you could take a Catholic bishop to court,
you know,
bring a priest to court for that.
We could try. I mean,
yeah, we could try. Let's try that out in here and just be like, dude, there's fucking demons in here. They need to come clear this out. And then when they don't, we sue them. But he ended up telling the judge, if they represent the way of God, then God's ways are crooked. They did not remove the demons that caused these bad smells as they promised to do. I still see all sorts of demons in the form of animals, usually crows, that are making my life miserable. So now we got farting crows?
Dude, he's being gang stalked by the farters.
Yeah, for sure. He went on to claim that these entities would switch his television on and off and they would roam freely through his home and business, and that they produce odors so powerful they gave him headaches and drove away customers, dude.
I think it might be... I think it just might be our Madeline.
How come he didn't just go to the doctor and... like? Is it me, doctor?
Maybe he's got a gland disorder.
I don't know. Yeah, it's because it's now following him from home to work.
Right.
So what's the common denominator here? But his mother supported the story.
All right.
She reportedly claimed the hairdryer was possessed and that a black shadow would emerge from it when she tried to use it. So I'm like,
she's God. Like, my dear boy Madeline would never fart.
No.
He would never. He smells nice.
This demon's coming out of my hairdryer.
There.
My hair is always so frizzy.
Oh my goodness. What is this?
Well, she also alleged the refrigerator was inhabited by one of these so-called fart demons, leaving lingering smells throughout the property. It's interesting, the fridge, though.
The fridge.
Because that goes to your theory, Ian, that maybe it's something in the fridge.
I think Madeline and his mother might have been pickling, and...
What if he just eats pickled foods?
Yeah, and it's just...
He leaves it out.
Sorry, what if he eats poop? This is awesome.
Never know.
We don't know.
Never know. But Madeline formally accused the bishop and priests of religious malpractice and fraud, saying they had promised spiritual help but failed to deliver. Both a lower court and an appeals court, of course, rejected the case. They probably got a good chuckle out of it, too. And instead of compensation, the court ordered Madeline to pay the legal costs of the bishops and priests, which rightfully so. But he reportedly planned to escalate the matter to the European Court of Human Rights.
Dude, they don't have time for this, bro.
I mean, Madeline is... There's something wrong with him, right?
Like, there's something clearly. Going on with Madeline.
I mean, luckily that case never made it that far because obviously they threw it out at the lower courts.
So the European court, they're dealing with real fucking shit.
Yeah. Insane, though. I mean, I've never heard of somebody having flatulent demons. It seems like I'm smelling.
You're smelling.
See, it's already on the brain. I'm guessing Madeline probably has some sort of mental issue going on.
Yes.
Well, if I had to guess, that's just a guess, but maybe there was flatulent demons. I don't know. Maybe there's these maybe demons just smell.
Stranger. I mean, isn't there like something about like demons smelling like sulfur or something?
Right?
You know,
there
it's not real.
Smells like the pits of hell.
Yeah,
but hell smells like shit.
Like poop. So, like fucking shit.
You never know. But it only gets more disturbing from here.
Yeah, so, you know, some crimes, they're about money. Some are about revenge, and some are about obsession.
My obsession.
In late March 2023, a man named Peter Brennan checked into a Hilton in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. A routine stay, business as usual. At one point, he called the front desk because his TV wasn't working properly. Two employees came to the room to fix it. One of them was 52-year-old David Patrick Neal. Peter, you know, wouldn't think much of it until 5 a.m. He woke up to the sensation of something wet around his feet. Still half asleep and confused, he looked down and saw the same hotel employee from the night before sucking on his toes.
What the? Oh my God, I've never heard of anything like this before.
Dude, toe suckers?
Holy shit.
Peter screamed,
5 a.m. What the
dude, fuck it. And he's just sucking on your shit. I'm good. I'm fucking good. Later, he described the moment as surreal, like a nightmare that didn't follow logic. Who are you? Why are you in my room? He recalled thinking, why is this person touching me?
Dude, imagine how... I'd be scared. I think I'd just be straight scared. Like, how'd you get in here?
You know, there's where the term nightmare comes from, you know, is the old, you know, story of like you wake up in the middle of the night with a ghostly woman on your chest.
Yes.
Imagine if she's sucking on your toes.
I'd rather have that than the hotel employee
the succulent.
Who came to fix my TV.
Yeah, I don't want the succulent.
Oh my God.
I'm good. Investigators believe that Neil actually cloned Peter's room key after the TV visit, let himself in during the early morning hours, and carried out the assault while Peter slept. Because it is assault. This is assault.
This is a crime for sure.
His criminal history was also extensive and included prior convictions for forgery, DUI, and voluntary manslaughter stemming from a fatal shooting during a fight
Jesus.
In 1996.
How's this guy even employed?
What the fuck is he? You should
come on, Hilton. What are we doing?
Put this guy in a cage.
Yeah, God.
He was charged with aggravated burglary and assault. He claimed he entered the room because he smelled smoke. Sure. As for the duplicated key card, he allegedly threw it out. I think he came. He was fixing up that TV. He looked down. He was like,
"Damn, those are some nice toes.
Pretty piggies down there, boy." He is scheduled to appear in court. Peter later said the incident left him with PTSD and serious sleep problems. Yeah, dude, I would too, man. The sense of security and safety, had been destroyed.
I don't think you can stay in a hotel after that.
No, dude. Airbnbs. I wouldn't even stay in an
Airbnb. Yeah, fuck that. Like, any place that somebody else can get access to your home.
To my feet.
Your feet. Yeah, exactly.
I'm good. I'm done.
Dude.
Hilton stated that guest safety is their highest priority.
Sorry about that.
But the damage was fucking done. And unfortunately, this isn't an isolated case, man. In 2014, in Lincolnton, North Carolina, 31-year-old Michael Anthony Brown approached a woman named Erica Porras inside a Walmart. He claimed he was training to be a podiatrist and offered to help her try on shoes.
First red flag right there.
Oh, hello, Erica.
I'm training to be a doctor, so I'm at Walmart.
Can I help you put on shoes? Confused, but assuming he worked there, she followed him to the shoe department. That's when he grabbed her foot and put it in his mouth.
Assault.
Assault. It's just straight up assault.
Yeah.
Erica pulled away in shock. Brown reportedly apologized and even offered to buy her groceries if she didn't report him. But she did, because you're a creep. You're a freak, bro.
Only a certain type of person does this kind of shit.
A freaked out individual, 100%. Police later revealed Brown was a registered sex offender. Years earlier, he had broken into a woman's home to suck her toes.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't be a suckler like that.
No.
He pleaded guilty in the Walmart case and was sentenced to 60 days in jail. Then on Christmas Eve 2019, in Bradenton, Florida, a 20-year-old man woke up at 3:30 a.m. to find a stranger inside his locked home. The man was at the foot of his bed, sucking on his toes. When confronted, the intruder allegedly said he was... when confronted...
I'm not here to steal anything.
Yeah, I'm there to suck toes. That's what he said. He said, I'm here to suck toes.
Dude. That's scary. That's scary.
It's horrifying.
I'd rather have somebody there to steal shit.
Yeah, or shit.
Yeah, like, or poop on the car.
Poop, fart, do whatever you want. Don't suck my toes. The homeowner fought back, punching the man and chasing him out into the yard. The suspect claimed he had a gun and attempted to continue the assault before fleeing. He smashed windows on the way out. Police brought in a canine unit, and the suspect still, after all of this, was never found.
That's what's crazy about some of these crimes is that they got away.
They're the perfect crime.
He broke into a home, sucked on a person's toes, and then took off. Caused a bunch of property damage and didn't get caught.
The dead of night. He's
That's
gone.
Crazy.
But when it comes to, you know, long-running but focused crime sprees, one name stands out above the rest. Michael Robert Wyatt. Nicknamed the Toe-Suck Fairy.
Now that's a name.
That's a name. It's a little clunky. It doesn't...
Yeah, it doesn't quite have the ring to it you'd want.
No, we've got some... Like the Public Enemy number 2, that is classico. The Toe-Suck Fairy, that's...
Someone let their kid name him that.
Exactly. Wyatt's criminal history spans more than 3 decades across Arkansas. In the early 90s, he posed as a podiatrist, again, in a clothing store, again, to gain access to a woman's feet. He received probation, fines, and therapy.
At least they gave him therapy.
Yeah, at least they recognized this is...
This is a problem.
Is a problem.
This is not acceptable in society.
In 1991, he allegedly told a store clerk he wanted to cut off her feet and suck her toes while she bled to
Jesus.
death. He's a freak.
Yeah.
He was convicted of making threats and sentenced to 4 years in prison, serving just over one. In 1999, he was arrested again after asking a woman in Walmart if she wanted her feet amputated, showing her disturbing photographs. This pattern continued.
The fuck is wrong with this guy?
You know,
Cut your feet off, amputate them, and then suck on them.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Few screws loose for sure.
In 2011, 3 more incidents surfaced, which include an 83-year-old woman whose shoe was forcibly removed while she sat on her porch. The attacker then began sucking her toes before fleeing.
Jesus. Poor 83-year-old woman.
No, dude, that's... You're 83.
She's just trying to enjoy some fresh air.
In her twilight years.
Rocking in the chair on the porch, and this fucking guy comes out of
the toe-suck fairy.
Rips your shoes off, starts... Yeah. That's scary, man. Really scary.
2 other women identified Wyatt in a lineup, saying he had approached them in stores asking to suck their toes. He pleaded no contest to violating the terms of a deferred sentence and served another year in prison. Police described the case as something they'd never encountered before. Today, Michael Wyatt is a free man.
Oh, Mike. Again, free.
He's out and about. Which raises...
So watch out for him.
Yeah, look out for the toe-suck fairy,
bro. The guy comes up to you at Walmart and asks to amputate your feet and suck your toes. You know who it is.
Which also, I'm going to say, the toe-suck fairy, yeah, he did suck a lot of toes. But I think we should also bring up the fact that he's talking about amputating
Yeah, he wants to cut your feet off.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I don't know.
He definitely needs to be renamed.
For
the
sure. The foot
fairy
cut.
Doesn't make any sense.
No,
for him.
Dude.
No.
The freak. That's it.
Yeah, like the toe-sucking annihilator or something.
Yeah, that's good.
Or amputator or something. The toe-sucking amputator.
Let's put it down what he's actually all about here.
We need to get an accurate name going here. Right.
But, you know, because he's a free man, this raises an uncomfortable truth. Not all criminal patterns are about power in the traditional sense. Sometimes they're about fixation or obsession that crosses boundaries and ignores consent. And for the victims, whether in a hotel room, a Walmart aisle, or their own bedroom, the violation feels just as real.
Yeah, that doesn't matter where that happens.
No, dude, it's fucked up.
It's a violation.
But, you know, we're going to move away from people and into something even stranger. Inanimate objects.
Yeah, which, I mean, if you've seen My Strange Addiction or it's My Strange Obsession.
I think
that's addiction, right?
It's definitely My Strange Addiction.
Or maybe they changed it to Obsession. I can't remember. There's like a new season of it, but there are people that have very strange obsessions with inanimate objects and love to eat weird shit too. But what happens when the fixation shifts? When the target isn't a person, but an object? Is it still a crime when it's an object and not a person?
Curious.
Well, in some cases, it absolutely is. Because just recently, a couple months ago, in January 2026, deputies were called to the Windsor Hills Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, just south of Disney World. Witnesses reported a man in a shared hallway, mostly naked, performing a very public act with a vacuum cleaner. Jesus.
Yeah, this guy's a criminal.
Yeah. What the fuck? Cell phone footage even captured it. The man was identified as 51-year-old Kevin Dale Westerhold, an Airbnb host in the
Airbnb
community.
Host,
that is also scary. And by the time deputies arrived on Grassendale Street, he had fled. Investigators soon learned that there had been a prior complaint in December about a nude man walking through the same shared hallway. Again, investigators put two and two together. This guy had to be Westerhold. He was eventually arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs, a first-degree misdemeanor. But notably, he wasn't charged for the act involving the vacuum itself. And strangely, he's far from the only person to do this, because back in 2008, a London security guard walked into an administrative building and found a contractor on his knees with a Henry Hoover shop.
Not that, bro. The Henry Hoover's got the little face on it, too. You can't be
It's got the little cartoon smiley on the front. The hose protrudes from its nose. The contractor claimed he was merely cleaning his underwear and even argued it was a common practice in his home country.
Where's his home country, bro? Freaklandia?
Yeah, Jesus. His employer didn't agree with that statement, and he was fired. But then there are bicycles.
There's bikes,
People
man.
Love the bikes, man.
In 2013, a Swedish man was caught on CCTV slashing a bicycle's tires before engaging with it as they slowly deflated. Which, that takes effort.
Yes.
I can't lie. This is not just...
No.
No.
Get the vacuum out and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Start the Hoover. The owner, irritated more than frightened, said he had to repair multiple punctures over time. Police believe the man may have been responsible for similar incidents stretching back years. In 2019, a 34-year-old man in Malaysia required emergency services after getting himself physically stuck in the rear cog of his bicycle. It's not worth it.
No.
It's just not worth
it,
bro.
Yeah. Oh, God. Painful.
Firefighters were unable to free him on the scene. He was transported to a hospital where medical staff used specialized tools to remove the metal component.
Ouch. Bad idea. Bet he regretted that.
But he survived with minor injury.
He's lucky.
He is lucky.
That could have caused permanent damage to your genitals, for sure.
It's just not. Get a pie. Classic.
Yeah. There's lots of soft things.
Dude.
He's doing such rigid
the cogs
hard.
Cogs of a bicycle.
God. Oh, man.
But in Scotland in 2007, a man named Robert Stewart was discovered in his hostel room engaging with his bicycle When staff entered using a master key, he was arrested and charged with a sexually aggravated breach of the peace. But the case sparked debate. But I like that, sexually aggravated breach of the peace.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
That I agree with that. You are breaching the peace.
You're breaching the peace.
Going at it with your bicycle.
Yeah, that's sexual aggravation.
In a hostel room, you know.
Do it in the bathroom.
Do it privately.
Yeah. But human rights advocates question whether a private act involving an inanimate object behind a closed door should warrant placement on a sex offender registry.
That's tough because technically this is a hostel, so my guess is there's other people staying in that right. room that could have gained access at any point. But yeah, technically it's behind a closed door.
If you're doing it with no one around and nobody's
getting hurt, but you maybe.
But you and your bicycle tires.
Right.
you know, I don't know.
Does that warrant being put on a sex offender list?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. That's also just taking away from, you know, the real people I should be on
right,
there too, to have
right.
somebody who's engaged.
The toe suckers.
Privately. Yeah, exactly. Keep the toe suckers on there for sure.
Robert maintained it was just a misunderstanding fueled by alcohol.
Okay. That makes a little more sense, too.
Yeah, you know, whatever, bro, whatever. It's like the classic, like, you get drunk at the bar and you look at the mop.
Right.
Oh, hello. But vacuums and bicycles aren't the limit. In 2017, in Essex, a man was caught in broad daylight interacting with a roadside drain.
The fuck?
Ugh.
Drain?
Yuck.
Nothing about that is A, sanitary, and B, makes any logical sense whatsoever.
I thought you were going to say nothing about that is sexy. I'm like, yeah, man.
Well, nothing about that is sexy. There is nothing sexy about a roadside drain. Who knows what's gone down that drain?
No, man.
There's like rat shit on it and cigarette butts and drugs or
just crap.
Poop off the street,
dude.
Bird poop.
There's just, you never know what's going in those
Is the
things.
Risk worth the reward?
And what even is the reward?
I don't,
you know, it's not that great.
Out of all the places, too, right?
Yeah, it's whatever. In 1993, an electrician in Worcestershire was reportedly jailed for acts involving pavement.
Oh,
which I'd like to know more about this.
Yeah, there's nothing else about it. Just he was engaging with pavement.
He was engaging with pavement. In 2008, in Ohio, back to Ohio.
Yeah, interesting how Ohio keeps rearing its head here.
They need mountains or cities, and that's the problem with Ohio.
There's just not enough.
There's not enough of
scenery.
Either. Yeah. What else are people supposed to do? 41-year-old, again in his 40s, Art Price Jr. was arrested for being filmed multiple times engaging with a patio table on his backyard deck while in view of nearby homes and close to an elementary school.
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no. That's
absolutely
get
not.
Your ass on the
yeah.
list. He was charged with 4 felony counts of public indecency due to the proximity to the school. Yes. The case went national. Late night television picked it up. His attorney argued he had become a national laughingstock. Ultimately, he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge.
Yeah, I think it's deserving of that.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
guy, for sure.
Come on, man. You know better. And go outside on your deck next to an elementary school.
If you really want to, you know, fuck the table that bad, bring it inside. Bring it inside.
Bring
bro.
The damn table inside.
It's Why? Fine, then.
I think they're, for some of these people, though, it's the public aspect that gets him off
100%.
Yeah.
100%. There was this one dude in New York who, I don't know if you ever saw these videos, but he would roll himself up in a rug and would put the rug on the sidewalk and then people would step on him all day.
Oh, and he liked it?
He liked it.
Oh.
And see, that's freak shit.
Yeah,
this is
that's,
all freak
yeah.
shit.
Again, there's clubs for that.
Right.
There's indoor places out of the public that you can do
pay
that
beautiful
shit.
Women to do this
yes,
to you.
Yes, have them come to you.
What are we doing?
I think it is. It's got to be the public thing.
It like, is. So, it is.
It's just that's their kink, their fetish, whatever, you know, the public indecency. And
right.
Am I going to get caught? Am
oh
I not?
God, holy
Who's going to see?
Oh. And, you know, what else becomes clear in all these cases is that legality often depends on whether others can see what's happening.
Yeah.
Public exposure, location, who might witness it? Because while the object itself may not be harmed, the public setting often is. And that raises a strange, uncomfortable question. Where does private fixation end and public crime begin?
Yeah.
I think it's when kids can see it.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty
Absolutely.
Clear line.
No child needs to witness any of this.
No.
Be scarred by your strange addictions here.
Your freaked
yeah,
out shit,
your freak
bro.
Freak shit, yeah.
But
keep it inside.
Keep it, just go inside. Bring the table inside, bro.
You can get as crazy with it as you
Dude,
want.
360 on it. You know,
yeah.
You do it. Have fun. But it somehow gets even stranger because people have sex with ambulances.
Yeah, this is pretty nuts. In November, in the quiet town of Barnstaple, Devon, emergency responders weren't the only ones focused on an ambulance that night. 25-year-old Callum Ward was seen outside intoxicated, behaving in a way that would quickly land him in court. According to witnesses and later police logs, Ward was seen pressing himself sexually against the emergency vehicle before climbing onto the hood and then simulating a sex act. On an ambulance,
yeah, dude. That's really odd.
One officer documented the moment bluntly. It looks as if, though, he is attempting to make love to the front of the ambulance.
At least he's accurate, man.
Yeah, yeah. Earlier that evening, Ward had reportedly been spotted inside a phone box setting fire to a packet of peanuts. And by the time he encountered the ambulance, he had consumed alcohol, cannabis, and amphetamines. Well,
this is the greatest night ever.
Yeah. Good God. Oh, that's one he'll never live down. Court records described him as being in relatively high spirits.
Yeah, he's
because he's high.
Dude, he's having a blast. High
as But the spectacle didn't last long because he was arrested and later found guilty of being drunk and disorderly, as well as possession of Class B drugs. Damn.
Yeah.
Sentenced a 6-month community order with supervision and a 60-pound fine. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
6-month community order. Yeah, do some community service, whatever. You know, 60-pound fine. But he had a great night. I mean, that's a story.
That's a story forever.
Dadmore
style.
In court, he admitted he had fallen into drug and alcohol use, telling the magistrates, "I have seen the error of my ways with that." And bizarrely, this wasn't the first time the UK had seen an object-centered offense make headlines. But back in 2007, we circle back to Mr. Robert Stewart of Scotland, which is the same guy who was engaging with his bicycle in a hostel room. He ended up getting placed on the sex offenders registry after all, which is crazy. I don't know.
The door was locked. He was the only one in there, and they accessed it without his knowledge.
I assume because it's a hostel. I don't know. Like, it's technically kind of like a hotel situation. But, like, if you're in your hotel room,
you can do whatever the fuck
you
want.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, obviously that would create a lot of legal controversy. But the main takeaway is obvious, right? If the crime happens out in the open, with public exposure, it's going to shock a lot of people. And because when fixation leaves private spaces and moves into public places like the street or the hood of an emergency vehicle, it stops being just strange.
Uh-huh.
That's when it becomes criminal, right? And if the ambulance incident feels like rock bottom, a drunken spectacle playing out under flashing emergency lights, it somehow isn't the strangest intersection of sex, shock, and public outrage, because this last story is a scandal that shocked everyone. Some scandals shake a community, others burn it to the ground. In October 2020, parishioners in Pearl River, Louisiana, learned that their church altar, which is a very sacred centerpiece of worship, had been used for something else entirely. Father Travis Clark,
Father
39, close to 40,
close to 40,
yeah, was caught recording a pornographic video inside the church and on the altar itself with two dominatrices. That is wild.
That's wild and also awesome.
Yeah. Just quiet at your church, bro.
At the church, man.
Yeah. You're like, damn. This discovery stunned the congregation. It stunned the Archdiocese of New Orleans, and it stunned this quiet Pearl River community. 2 years later, on November 21st, Father Clark pleaded guilty to felony count of obscenity as part of a plea deal. In court before Judge Ellen Creel, he received a 3-year suspended prison sentence, 3 years of supervised probation, and a $1,000 fine. But the legal consequences were only part of the fallout. In the immediate aftermath of this 2020 incident, Archbishop Gregory Amon declared the altar desecrated.
Which, I mean, you know, I disagree with all the legal crap, but if if the Catholics want to get together and be like, we need to get a new altar, that's fine.
I think that's fair.
That's fine.
Knowing that a porno was shot on your altar,
it might make it hard to worship Christ.
Absolutely. Cursed as well. Good God. It was ordered to be burned and replaced. And Father Clark paid $8,000 in restitution to the Archdiocese to cover the cost, which I think is absolutely fair. If you're going to go do that, the very least you can do is replace the altar.
Replace the
altar.
Come
on, man. You are a father of the Catholic Church, after all.
Yeah. I mean, but the Catholic Church fathers, they do a lot worse than this.
True. Yeah. That's very true.
They get off scot-free.
At least he did this without the congregation there.
without them there, and he was just probably having an awesome night.
Yeah. And these two women were happy to be a part of this.
Yeah.
With him.
Two awesome goth baddies.
What a film to make.
It is a picture.
In a church. The two women involved, 30-year-old Melissa Chang and 43-year-old Mindy Dixon, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor counts of institutional vandalism.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah. They were sentenced to 2 years probation, but they avoided jail time, which is good. But yeah, that's pretty wild. You're in a private place and took part in a consensual video and you get 2 years probation.
I know. I mean, because they were invited by the father.
Yeah, it was an organized thing. Right. They were going to film this video.
And it was awesome as hell.
Yeah, and Father Clark's defense attorney later questioned why his client was required to plead to a felony when the other participants only faced misdemeanors too, because kind of in the same thing.
Yeah.
But the court's decision stood. Shortly after his arrest, Father Clark was defrocked and stripped of his priesthood.
Oh,
damn.
You know that?
They'll do it for this. But all the other heinous shit, they'll sweep it under the rug. And yeah, that's crazy. That's honestly insane. And for many in Pearl River, this betrayal cut deeper than even the legal details. Because I get it. You know, it's your local priest. And, you know, if you're a practicing Catholic and you go to this place of worship, it's going to be hard to not think about this.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
You know, this isn't the hotel hallway. This isn't the ambulance. This isn't the freaking Walmart aisle. This is a place of worship. You know, this is where they go to connect with God. And you have somebody defiling God in his own house.
No.
At the end of the day, it is unforgettable. That's for sure. But fucking holy shit.
Yeah,
these are insane, yeah, honestly.
It's just nutso shit. The father, I might personally find it distasteful, but it's not criminal.
Let the Catholic Church deal with him.
Right.
You know, he's already losing it all at this point. You know, maybe he's got a porn career after this. I don't know. I'm curious if that video ever got posted. Was it worth it?
Maybe.
OnlyFans or something? I don't know.
Yeah, just for $15 on OnlyFans, bro. I don't know.
That would be wild if he did do that. And he walked away. He was like, I'm good. This porn thing is for me.
Yeah, I found my career.
An ex-priest turned porn star.
I mean, there's a selling point there for sure.
There's definitely a way to market yourself for sure.
I'm trying to think of a good name aside from just the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I feel like he needs to put something like Altar.
Ooh.
Yeah, he needs to have like an altar in his porn name, I feel like.
If you have any good porn names.
Father, yeah.
No.
I guess he'd probably drop the Father. That's probably pretty disrespectful. Yeah,
that would be tough. I don't know. I'm just also thinking poop because I was trying to do a pulp one.
I know. So much poop. Yeah, what? God, what was the most disgusting to you?
I don't know. I got to go with just the toe suckling. Because the toe sucking, those are crimes. That's fucked up.
Brutal, man. That's some evil shit. You don't do that.
It's disgusting.
You're violating on so many different levels. I am honestly most shocked at the Mad Pooper and the Bowel Movement Bandit never got caught. That's
just
crazy
out there,
to me. And they were identified.
Right. We have photos.
Their faces are out there and they never caught them.
And I think it's so funny the Mad Pooper being like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, whoops. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
It's the same spot on my run every time. Happens to be your front yard. My bad.
Might be.
Really? You couldn't duck into some woods or a freaking ditch somewhere and
do
it?
Or just wait. If you always poop at the same time, just
time it better.
Yeah, time it better.
Don't eat breakfast. God.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very clear these people are disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Freaks.
And freaks.
Except for the father.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's not toe sucking as far as you know. He's not pooping. He's not engaging with a bicycle in public.
He was engaging with two consenting adults.
In a private space. Just happened to be his church.
Just happened to be a fucking church, you know.
Well, let us know which story you enjoyed the most. Which one shocked you the most? Because I'm grossed out. My stomach's rumbling. I'm hungry, but grossed out at the same time.
Thinking about poop dripping.
And poop's on the brain. But I'm going to go eat my lunch now because I'm that hungry. It kind of made me, talking about all this kind of made me really hungry.
I'm famished.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next time. Lights out, everybody.